This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hump day! I knew you were going to sneak this in somehow there, pal. There they are.
You're so brave, James.
Doing the, yeah, this will be the last time this gets on the air, I'll tell you that. Okay.
Are you not dancing? Oh, I'm like straight up going side to side.
Are you really?
My shoulders are shimmying.
Yeah. You move those shoulders.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Bob. And it is. All right. So the mere presence of this music is enough, right? We get ourselves into a good place, and that's where we are on the Good Day program. Even if the birds aren't singing much today, even if the waves don't seem to be rolling the way that you would like them to roll, they are still rolling. The sun is shining, even though people in the Middle East and people all over the world are very upset about what's going on, and with good reason. There's a story of a lady named Cindy Flash, who actually is an American, married to an Israeli, and she has been taken, she's been kidnapped by Hamas. There are 100 or so Israelis, including, I think, a couple of dozen Americans, but I know there are a lot of foreign nationals who are being held captive over in Gaza, and since they've shut it all down, you can't get in, you can't get out. I think the number is like 14 or 15 Americans, right? Do you want to check that for me, Jay?
I will double check that. That number sounds about right, but a part of me also wants to say it was a little bit more.
Maybe it is at this point. Anyway, this woman is from Minneapolis. She has lived over there in a kibbutz in southern Israel, not far from Gaza. And can you imagine the stories that she has to tell, and also the grisly stories about them being taken, people like that being taken, mm-hmm. and people like that being shot, and people like that being murdered, and people with families, they're all being, they're all wiped out.
And that's just who's accounted for. There's still a lot that are unaccounted for that we have no idea. Well, the White House does say that 20 or more Americans are missing.
20 now. Okay. So this lady emigrated to Israel after she went to college there, or had spent some time in college there. Loved the kibbutz. Ever been in a kibbutz? They have a few of them around, but most of them are in, as you can imagine. Most of them are in Israel. And so the stuff I spent I went over with a bunch of talk show hosts. There were half a dozen of us that went over. That was the first trip I had, and I think we spent 4 days in a kibbutz. And we worked like the people that go to the kibbutz. There are agriculture. There are a lot of other things that go on. Business training, that sort of thing. It's for young people mostly, but there are some adults that go.
And what exactly is it?
A kibbutz?
Yes.
It's kind of like a small farm in a sense, but it's a community farm. It's like a, how would I best describe it? It's a commune. Maybe that's the better way to put it. It's a communal living, and sometimes people come in from the outside to work there for a summer or for a period of time. There are a lot of Americans who are Jewish families, send their youngsters over to work in a kibbutz for a summer, that kind of stuff. It's a communal sort of a way to teach people about life. In a manner of speaking, that's what I got out of it when I spent that time there. So now, and they went in, Palestinian, but it really isn't. It's Hamas goes in and grabs these people and and murders some of the people in the kibbutz. I can't come up with words that I can say on the air. Honestly, I can't. I don't want to say them, but I can't. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm thinking. You know what most people who have any conscience are thinking, no matter what their religion.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot. I mean, there is a lot to say with this, where people are going to different sides, because some of them are saying that this is about freedom fighting and taking back land that's rightfully theirs, and others are saying the opposite things. And what should be considered across the board of no matter where you stand or whatever you believe to be the right side of things here, it is always wrong to harm children. The innocent lives.
Have done nothing to anybody.
Parade them through the streets. All of this is just, it should be off limits.
Yeah. Well, it is against the international law. These guys like Putin, who ought to be tried for war crimes, that's what these guys, you never find the people. I was just thinking, my mind went, and I have a little smile on my face now. I haven't had too many smiles on my face this morning. But the kibbutz that I went to, we learned how to make ice cream. I actually taught people. I taught my fellow hosts and some of the youngsters who were there how to make ice cream. And they have cows. You milk the cows. And you imagine, this was right up my alley. And it amazed some of my friends who knew I had a farm, but they didn't know that I knew how to milk a cow. So I milked the cows. Then we got the cream and we made ice cream out of it. It wasn't exactly how they make ice cream in the plants. Let's just put it that way. It was kind of crude, but it was fun and it was a learning experience. And the kids were watching, and there were youngsters all around of all ages. The people who live in the kibbutz, they have their families, a lot of babies. And these are the people that Hamas has grabbed. People, the babies on bottles and babies being breastfed and diapers and stuff. And these people, they took them and they don't have any food. They don't have any ways for, and they don't really care anyway. Now, this is the story behind the story behind the story. They take these people and what do they do with them? They don't care. They don't have any way provisions to take care of them. They just took them. So this lady is 66 years old and was running this kibbutz, and she's the one. She's one of them that was grabbed. So, anyway. It really is. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you keep the humanity in the story. These aren't just faceless people. These are families. These are people who are terrified and hurting, and children separated from their parents, parents separated from their children, and they just want to be reunited and know that they're safe.
I don't think there's any precedent for this, certainly not since World War II, this kind of thing. I saw a picture of a young mother holding her two sons, these were pictures taken by the militants. This is an online video of her and another family being blindfolded, put in the back of a pickup truck. As an older woman here, with her grandchildren. I'm looking at all of these people that have been identified in this video who have been taken by the militia. There's an older guy. I'm looking at this picture identified. This fellow is Yaffa Adair, an 85-year-old. Think about it. Even in some of the messiest stuff that the Israelis have been involved in with the Egyptians, that war and other, sort of state-sponsored terrorism against the Israelis. There's nothing like this that's happened that I can remember. Can you? Maybe there's something I'm missing, but I don't know that this kind of thing has happened quite as blatantly and as outwardly. I mean, they're in your face with this stuff.
And how
they are
much
at
celebrated.
War.
Yes.
Yeah. They are at war. And certainly with Israel, what I know about Israel, having many friends there and been there as many times as I have, one thing that you learn is that the citizens are number one. They're going to do anything and everything to get these people back. Remember the movie Entebbe? Did you ever see that movie?
Who's in it?
A lot of good, well-known character actors. Actually, there were two movies about it. One more recently. I'm trying to remember the lady who starred in it, who was a terrorist, and she got killed in the end. Rosalind Pike. That's who it is. I can see her, and now she was in a movie with Tom Cruise that She's all over the place. She's a well-known character actor.
Rosamund Pike?
Rosamund Pike. Yep. She was the baddie. Well, she was kind of a baddie. She was one of the people taking hostages. Anyway, so the point is that this stuff has been going on. Remember the old movie Delta Force? I'm dating myself. James and Jay won't remember that movie at all. But it was all of the great Lee Marvin was in it. George Kennedy was
Liam
in it.
Neeson?
Chuck Norris.
No, this is way before Liam Neeson. This is a long time.
1986?
Chuck Norris was the star. Yeah, I think it was probably 86.
Yeah, Liam Neeson was, I think, had a part in it. He's listed as part of the cast. Mm-hmm.
Really? Huh, I don't remember him.
1986, the Delta.
Martin Balsam was in it. Shelley Winters was in it. I'm now right off the top of my head and trying to remember some of the, go through the list of the people. Well, it's not important. Anyway, it's one of those movies about what has happened to Israelis and how they take care of the situation. They're tough. And so the question that remains, other than, you know, looking at how outrageous this all is how it happened. It's not like the leadership in Israel and the Mossad not to know what the heck's going on. And I don't see that there's an answer to that question. I'm sure there's plenty of people in Israel who are asking the strategic question, you know, what the F happened? how can this large an operation be possible? And I didn't know about it. So now there's this rescue operation. A lot of people from the United States who are Jewish have gone over there. If you can get there, planes are sort of flying back into to the Tel Aviv airport. They stopped for 3 or 4 days. My friend who was over there went over last Thursday, came back, and is safe back in the States. I actually asked him if he wanted to go on the program. Maybe he'll come on with us during the countdown that we do on Friday, Jay. But this is a huge challenge, huge, because you don't know, in this circumstance, you know who the bad guys are. You look at them, and you don't know whether, you know, they're good guys or bad guys, because there's no, you know, the weapons are the only thing that tell the tale. You can't see the garb isn't going to tell you anything, what they're wearing. So anyway, U.S. weapons arrived in Israel yesterday, according to the Secretary of State, first weapon shipment. 18 after the hour now, and good day.
Coffee orders are getting warmer, and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, O'Reilly! It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, 23 after the hour now. Good day, program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner in the Celebrity News Department. What's trending on a lot of these social media sites is an interview with Ryan Reynolds, actually. He is being quite candid about his mental health. I think a lot of people who are very creative are a little crazy. Somebody's going to say, speak for yourself, Doug. Well, I'm a little crazy from time to time. I admit to that. He is very involved in a mental health-focused nonprofit that was founded or co-founded by, I guess it was him and Glenn Close, if I understand this correctly, right? He has been talking about his own mental health struggles. He finds himself spinning out of control from time to time. Not always great, he says. Mm-hmm. Being honest has its problems, this is helpful if you want to fess up to it. To other people who have mental problems, they aren't, they don't have a lot of equilibrium.
Well, and you don't have to have a diagnosed mental illness to worry about your mental health. That's something that everybody, no matter what, should be concerned with.
Yep, exactly. And what it is that causes you to spiral out of control, what sends you to the greater beyond, if you will. Wasn't he in attendance with the last game, the Chiefs, with his wife, Blake Lively, and Taylor Swift?
Yes, remember who they just played, but Taylor wasn't at that one, but the one beforehand, it was Hugh Jackman and Sophie Turner and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. They were all there together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so listen. The fact that he's admitting to it is good. It's helpful. I don't see that not the term self-deprecating, but it's self-awareness. And that never hurts anything. A lot of people have gone in different directions. Johnny Carson had his moments. Seems a lot of the late night. David Letterman had his moments. I remember him talking about that. Johnny Carson was so nervous. For 30 years, he did The Tonight Show, and he said that before he went on to do the monologue every night, he had butterflies in his stomach. He was nervous because he didn't know how the audience would react. That's got to send you someplace. You've got to be, you're either unaware or very secure if you don't have those feelings when you're performing, I think. Yeah, imagine all the people who have seen Ryan Reynolds mm-hmm. movies, you know, when he's acting. What does
almost,
that do?
Yeah, most people do have those nerves.
Oh, good
that,
actors
that get in there. Yes.
Seem to be a little wacko anyway, right?
So, I disagree, but we all have our own perceptions.
Yeah, I think there are some that are, maybe not all, some have their head screwed on correctly, but there are a lot of people who are, in order to be good at what they do, have got to be, look at the, what's his face, Tonto, and the pirate Jack,
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp, yeah. This is a great example of a whack job who's been successful, I think, anyway. All right, we have, where are we? We're not, what are you talking about time-wise? We're not, Jake, what are you talking about, James? We're not, huh? Why are we bringing it a minute early? All right, go ahead, do it, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will travel to Israel this week to show U.S. support for the country following attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. He's expected to arrive tomorrow to meet with senior Israeli officials and to hear about the situation on the ground. Hamas launched a barbaric attack on Israel Saturday. More than 1,000 civilians were killed, including 14 Americans. The Biden administration says at least 20 Americans are currently missing in the conflict. Microsoft Windows October patch was released yesterday with security updates for 104 flaws, including 3 actively reported zero-day vulnerabilities. While 45 remote code execution bugs were fixed, Microsoft only rated 12 vulnerabilities as critical, all of which are remote code execution flaws. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hi, guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
She loved me. 34 after. That's the Good Day program. Wednesday, October 11th, with Jay and Doug on Good Day. Dr. Ken Kronhaus doing the usual Good Day Health Hour. Give you a couple of highlights of what we're going to be talking about this weekend. Many people who listen to this program during the week listen to Ken for his hour of Good Day Health on the weekend. And most of the same stations carry Jack Stockwell as well, because we believe that health is important. We're going to be talking about the fact that running is better for you than almost anything else you can take in terms of, well, I don't want to give the story away, but we talk about running and what it's good for. A lot of discussion about depression this week because there's so many people that are so damn depressed and what that does to you. Look out for heart attacks and strokes and that sort of thing. So catch Good Day Health this weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, gooddayhealthshow.com, where you can cover the things that we talked about, like last week's study looking into lonely people and their risk for Parkinson's, among other things. There's just so much information medically. Ken does a great job of interpreting it. So catch Good Day Health Show either on the station, or you can listen to the whole show at gooddayhealthshow.com. In a moment, we're going to meet someone who's come up with a revolutionary way to protect your body. An organic product that is fascinating, actually. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be a great discussion. But first, I want to go over to Israel and spend some time with my friend Uri Geller, who's on top of things. You know, I saw something, Uri, last night. I was looking at there's a show on public television here that brings stars and people well known into perspective as to their history. And the fellow Gates is his name, had two Jewish actors on, they go back and profile where they come from. And David Duchovny's family lived in Jaffa when it belonged to Palestine. You live in Old Jaffa now, which is obviously part of Tel Aviv, but I'd forgotten that ship, you know, that whole area where you live is a part of, for hundreds if not thousands of years. I think you told me once it was the oldest seaport in the world, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Old Jaffa, the port here in Old Jaffa is 6,000 years old. And I'm being interviewed so much that I can't really exactly remember what I told you yesterday.
It's okay.
Just to bring you up, to date.
Yeah.
There are more than 1,300 people were slaughtered: children, babies, elderly, men, women. I think the numbers will rise. God forbid, it could even come to 2,000 slaughtered. Injured, over 4,000. You were talking about people who are seriously injured, maimed. I'm not even talking about the psychological effects, the psychological damage or the mental damage that people suffer. And just so you know, Doug, because you were talking from America, this is the worst tragedy to happen to the Jewish people since the Holocaust.
Yep.
Listen to this. The number of Israeli deaths is the equivalent to as if 36,000 people were killed in a single attack in America. Can you believe that?
Well, so the question on the part of Americans is, A, not that I want to go back, but you said it first when we talked to you on Monday about how discouraging it is that nobody seemed to know what the heck was going on. And now what's being done? The two questions I think most people have are, how did it happen, and what's being done now to get these people back and to, I guess, essentially take over all of Gaza?
Yeah, well, first of all, over, you know, maybe even 200, 300 people were kidnapped. And we're talking about babies, children, elderly women. Some of them were in wheelchairs. With no medication. I think that there are some Americans involved. I'm not so sure, but
yeah, 20.
I understand that some 20 Americans.
There's
wow,
20 Americans.
I didn't, you see, yeah. that's incredible. And God knows also what they're doing with them. Yes, this was a colossal, as I said to you, a colossal failure in the Israeli intelligence. And it's just so mind-blowing that people in Israel, you can imagine, millions of people are furious about this.
Yeah.
How could this have happened? We are known to have the best Mossad, the best intelligence.
So is there an answer to that question yet?
There will be an answer after the war. We
I'm
can't,
sure.
Point
yeah.
fingers
Focus
now.
On
anyone,
it now.
We've got to, we've got to finish the war and win it, of course.
So what's being done to get, there are all kinds of reports back here about, there every American reporter that could get over there is over there, and so they're all reporting different things from your perspective as someone who lives there and someone who's known all around the world, the essence of what is being done to take back Gaza, to control it, and to seal it off, if you will, and get the Palestinians out of there.
Not the Palestinians. We have nothing to
do with Hamas. Right, the Palestinians. Sorry, my mistake. Yeah, Hamas.
Yep. You know, we have no problem with Palestinians. As you know, I support and I'm attached to Save a Child's Heart. This is a Tel Aviv-based charity. They're based in a hospital. And we so far saved the lives of 7,000 children with open-heart surgery. And half of them are Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
So there are Palestinians kids now here in hospital getting the best medical treatment in the world. But, you know, the answer to what you've just asked me, it's impossible to predict, even for me. They're people who are the generals, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army. They're all sitting together now. They have a plan. I won't go there. I don't want to reveal anything that kind of I know from higher sources. But we have to eradicate Hamas once and for all. Gloves are off.
Yeah, the gloves are off. All right, I'll check in with you tomorrow. Uri Geller, the international mind motivator known around the world for his good work and for his talent here on the Good Day program. In a moment, we'll change our focus to something that's good. I can say that with a smile. I want something that's good. So we're going to learn about something that's really very good for you right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
All right, 43 and change after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As luck would have it, the introduction that I gave you to this product and to what it's all about didn't come connected to the source, if you will. The fellow who runs a company called Vinia, which is an organic resveratrol product, is headquartered in Israel. And the CEO is a fellow named Ilan Sobel, who happens to be, if I have my information correctly, Mr. Sobel, you're in Israel at the moment?
That's correct. I'm about 14 kilometers north of Tel Aviv.
Wow. What the heck is, do you live there? The company's located there, so I'm guessing you live there, right?
Yeah, we have our R&D and manufacturing that's located in the biotech capital of Israel, which is about 15 kilometers south of Tel Aviv, and we live here. And, look, it's Doug, it's been a painful and tragic 96 hours for our nation.
Yeah.
We're a small nation. We feel the pain of every soldier and every innocent citizen that's been brutally murdered. And obviously we fear what is happening to all the innocent children, women, and other hostages that have been taken. But we're a resilient people.
Yes, you are.
This is going to unify the nation.
Yep.
We will defeat the enemy. And we'll start to proceed with nation building. And we continue with our operations here. We're back to, you know, normal operations from a manufacturing perspective. We have, you know, tens of thousands of customers around the world that rely on our product every single day to really drive a transformational positive change in their health and wellness. We're a purpose-driven company that's focused on improving people's lives, leveraging the power of the plant kingdom based on our unique technology. And we're focused on doing what we do, what we need to do.
Let me tell you a little, I'm going to give you a quick primer on me and the connection here. I've been to Israel 5 times. I'm not Jewish, but I love the country. I love the people. One of my best friends in life is somebody everybody in Israel knows, Uri Geller. And I've talked to him every day since this started, but I had a couple of friends that went over there last Thursday to spend a relaxing week. And that didn't work, obviously, but I have a very strong connection to Israel, the Israeli people, and certainly know this area. It's a tragedy, but I don't want that to be the focus of our conversation. It's an important part of your life, so I wanted to talk about it. But let's talk more about resveratrol. This is a perfect conversation for me to have because I believe in organics. I believe in the natural way of living. I think food is medicine. Grapes, I eat them. I'm very much looking forward to having some vinea to try. You were originally an investor before you became the CEO, right? What attracted you to this?
That's correct. I came to the company originally as an investor, and I saw a company that was literally, you can imagine, an R&D gold mine, mm-hmm. With gold in the gold mine. And as typical to Israeli companies, the company didn't really know how to bring the gold to the marketplace. And I invested in the company, and I was very fortunate that the leadership at the time, after spending arduous hours with me in due diligence, they realized that here's potentially somebody that can help us bring the power of the technology to the marketplace, and they asked me to step in mm-hmm. as CEO. And I'll tell you, it's been the best 3.5 years of my career because we're changing people's lives with our technology.
And, all right, let's spend, in the interest of time, Mr. Sobel, let's talk about what this product is. We've got about 60 seconds or so to give us the highlights of Vinia and what this product, Organic Resveratrol, does for us.
So we are basically the only company in the world that can produce Piceid Resveratrol. Now, unlike human, mankind, Resveratrol is not created equal. We create Piceid Resveratrol, which is the Rolls-Royce of resveratrol, which basically has the highest levels of solubility and bioavailability, which is what's required to be able to work inside your body from an efficacy perspective. What we do is we take cells from the red grape, leveraging our biotechnology. We take cells from the skin, we take cells from the flesh and from the seed, and we grow these cells in massive industrial-scale bioreactors, where we're able to increase the levels of the phytonutrients, the critical polyphenols in the cells, at a factor, for example, in the Piceid Resveratrol, we increase it at a factor of 100 times. And as a result, we bring people a capsule. Inside each capsule is the same amount of Piceid Resveratrol as one bottle of red wine. Doug, no sugar, wow. No calories, no alcohol.
Wow. How do we access this? Is there a website that people can go to? Because it's a fairly new product over here, so how do we get it?
So, yes, I mean, obviously we have a website, vinia.com, where people can find our products. And I just want to say that importantly, it's important for people to understand that there are clinical trials that we've done on our products. These clinical trials have been able to demonstrate that we're able to significantly increase dilation of arteries. And when you dilate arteries, you increase blood flow. More blood flow is more oxygen. More oxygen in your body.
Hold that thought for a second. It's a 10.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, so you may get a little indication of what this is. This was modernized somewhat after the show matured. This was the original theme for SNL. You can guess, you can hear the sax in there, and that kind of underscores, if you will, or personifies the feeling that one gets when you watch the old, the days of SNL when it was actually funny. And actually well done. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to bring us up to date on why it is that we're celebrating with the music of SNL. Chucker, what's happening?
Well, believe it or not, Doug, this day in TV history, October 10th, 1975, the premiere of Saturday Night Live on NBC, 11:35
yeah.
P.M. This is that premiered the same years as Jaws and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest played in movie theaters. This was the original cast. Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, Garrett Morris. Those are the name actors, performers that you would know the name. A guy named Michael Donahue and another George Coe. I don't remember their names, but a lot of people would say, who is the original cast in the first SNL? I think most people off the top of their head would have said Bill Murray, but I think he joined season two. And by the way, Chevy Chase just turned 80 years old this week.
Yeah.
So times are flying, Doug.
Yeah, for sure. I never thought he was funny. I thought Aykroyd, Belushi, I thought Rosanna Dana was one of the most interesting characters ever created for television. So,
yeah, I mean, anyway. Obviously, what you said, at that time, the show was extremely relevant. Certainly struck a massive nerve in pop culture. And a lot of people stayed home came home early on Saturday
to watch it.
You couldn't, people may not remember this, but in 1975, you couldn't tape a TV show.
No.
There was no...
It was one of the great unifiers. I remember my wife and I at the time. It was one of the great unifiers between the two of us. We'd go to bed on Saturday night and watch SNL and laugh. And it was at a time in my life, kind of like now, when you needed a good laugh. You needed a good belly laugh. So I'm thankful that you have brought that to our attention.
At times, there was a lot of turbulence in our culture in the 1970s. But the difference is that we didn't have the 24-hour cycle back then. So our anxiety levels and our mental health was really a lot better. I mean, I think that's a factual statement, no?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, here's another factual statement. Martin Scorsese has been interviewed a number of times on the running time for Killers of the Flower Moon. I haven't made up my mind whether I want to see this
hours.
Or not.
Three and a half hours.
Yeah, three and a half hours.
I mean, just is.
So what do you think? Is that affecting what people know or are planning to do, the fact that movies' running time is that long? He's making the case why they shouldn't be concerned. I mean, I don't. You talk about it all the time.
He's saying that people will sit 5 hours in front of a television, but the difference is when you're sitting at home in front of a television, you could put on pause, or you just get up and do go to the bathroom or eat.
So does
something.
This not play on the small screen?
Not yet.
Will it play when it's available?
Will
it work?
Yeah, here's another thing, okay? Ridley Scott, right? He has the Napoleon biopic coming out with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
There's going to be two cuts. One, a theatrical, which will probably be 2.5 hours long. And then he has a 4-hour cut when it streams on Apple TV probably 3 months later. Here's the thing. I'm not a big fan. I think a director is an artist, right? It's like painting a picture, right? Mm-hmm. You paint it, that's your final print, right? So I know this has been done before. They've added scenes, TV versions, so on and so forth. But, like, I don't know. I think if you make a cut 2.5 hours, that's your movie. You don't make a 4-hour cut.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think if it's sometimes I find myself like in a good James Bond movie, I wouldn't mind it being longer. Anything that's good, Mission Impossible.
But my point is, do you want to pay to see a James Bond movie at 2 hours and 15 minutes in the theater, and then they say, hey, we got this 3.5 hour cut on streaming 4 months later? I mean, that's interesting.
I don't care, because I don't watch stuff on streaming. I don't want to support streaming. For that, I'd go to the movies. That's what the movies are for. So, anyway, it'd be interesting. I'm a little put off by what looks like, but Scorsese's always violent, so that puts me off sometimes on the stuff he does. But he sure does like putting...
His movie's getting great reviews, though.
Yeah, well, De Niro's in it.
He's an amazing filmmaker.
Yep, he is. And these two guys seem to come calling whenever he wants them to.
Yeah,
so it'll make for a good movie, probably. All right, Chucker, good to have you here. Thank you very much. Yes. Chuck Curry, our movie man. This is called Movie Moments. It's on the Good Day program at now 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.